Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Was It Something I Said? I'm your host, Yasmin, and today on this episode, I'm going to be talking about my 2023 and, like, what I'm looking forward to in the new year. So I feel like my 2023 was really, it was certainly, I don't know, I don't really want to think too much on the past, but I definitely feel like this year is pretty hard for me. I spent a lot of this year, more than half, a little over half of the year, just being completely miserable and not really knowing or not really feeling, you know, like myself. I went back when I went back to school last spring, I remember just feeling like very frantic, and I had this really elaborate to-do list, and I was running 3 times a week, and I was working really hard on Rover, and I wasn't connecting with people very much. I was having a hard time with my friendships and my relationships, and I felt like everybody was against me. And would just wake up every day, like, crying and just, like, feeling so unfulfilled and unhappy. And there were certainly times within the past year where I felt good or, like, something was working out. But it almost felt like every time something was working out, it stopped working out for whatever reason. And it felt like almost like so there were so many signs this past year that were like, this isn't good for you, this isn't good for you, this isn't good for you, but it was like, there was nothing, it felt like there was nothing, at times it felt like there was nothing that actually was for me, and so it was really hard to keep going when everything I thought was for me wasn't for me, and then there was nothing for me, really, at the end of the day, there was nothing that was working out exactly as I hoped or I foresaw it working out. So it was definitely a really hard year in that regard. But I am super grateful for the people who helped me get through it. I'm super grateful to my family and my friends and myself, because I feel like we all worked together to kind of get through this year, even though it was really hard. And I think about some of the hardest moments, but even though I felt alone a lot, I felt alone so many times, there were also a lot of moments where I felt really, really bad, but I also was not alone, and I can still see the people or the things that were there to kind of, like, I don't know, help me out. So Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, like, this past year was hard, but, like, it was definitely a time where I had to kind of step up, or, like, it gave me a lot of perspective on, okay, so, like, you know what it feels like to be so miserable now, and you know what it feels like to not be moving towards what you want to be moving towards and feel stuck and feel scared and have anxiety and have no confidence. Like, you have that feeling down pat, like, you know it. There's nothing more for you to learn. You know what I mean? And so I kind of had that moment when I was still in Vermont. I was like, whoa, like, genuinely, like, I understand adversity and struggle is important in building character, but now I'm just sitting in it and I'm wallowing in it, and it's not going to get better. I know that because I've done everything. I've done absolutely everything I could possibly do. So, like, what next, you know? And, yeah, so I kind of just decided that I had to get up out of there, which is crazy to think about. Like, I did that and now I'm back home. And I've been home for almost half the year. And so it's almost like this past year is like a coin. It's like heads or tails or whatever. And like heads is like August to December. And then tails is like, I don't know, January to June to July. Like, it was just like, it's been so, it's almost been very, how do you say it? What is it when you're like dizzy? Like, I don't know, disorienting. Yeah. Just the difference between the beginning of the year and the end. Like, I feel so much at peace and I feel confident. I feel like I can talk to people and I can look them in the eye and like, I'm not embarrassed of myself or making myself smaller for other people. And I feel like I know what I want and I'm willing to wait. There's this newfound patience because I know, like, as long as I'm not sitting and wallowing in a miserable position, then it's okay. And like, I can wait and there's no rush and there's nobody to prove anything to, like, really at the end of the day, it's just life. Like, I don't know. So I've really gained some perspective this year, which has been pretty awful, genuinely. But at the same time, I think that it's going to help me as I, you know, get through my 20s with some perspective. So in the new year, I would say that I'm really looking forward to starting school back up again. I'm doing an online program studying library sciences, and I'm really excited about that. And then I'm excited to do some classes and internships and volunteer work outside of school where I can study more printing and binding techniques. I'm really interested in book arts, and I'm kind of really excited to explore that in my free time and see like what the overlap is between my library sciences studies and the studies I do with book arts and printing. So that's a really cool passion, and I feel like I just kind of tapped into that passion within the past 2 years with Rover, where I was like, oh my god, like, making a printed book is so excellent and exciting, and it's just a beautiful process, and it's really important, and I think that's pretty cool, especially now that writing is so important to me, but it's also decentered. I think a lot of my journey with writing became very ego-based, and I really think to return to it again, I'll need to kill the ego a little bit more, or work with it or understand it, you know, have a deeper relationship with it as I move forward. So it's been cool that, like, okay, yes, I know I love writing and I love books and I love all of that, but there's other ways to look at those passions that I haven't done before and are also really exciting to me, that I can do, that I am blessed with the opportunity to do. So I'm excited about that, like, career-wise, creative-wise. I'm really excited to see, like, what 2024 is for me, and, like, with my confidence back and feeling more like myself, more in my body, I feel like connecting to people. And I feel like connecting, yeah, sorry, my mom is like about to leave. But I feel like connecting to people is gonna just be easier in the new year than it has been in the past years. Like, the whole time of Bennington, I made great relationships with people, yes, but like, they were hard. They were hard and they were filled with like anxiety and stress and just like, do they even like me? Are we even friends? Like, really just bad or just tough, you know, to do and to kind of persevere through. And I can already feel myself breaking a lot of those patterns that I learned at school, of kind of letting my anxiety guide me rather than trying to work through it, and also like not take everything so personally, but at the same time setting good boundaries for myself. So yeah, I feel like connecting to people in the new year will be really nice. I'm hoping to get into some community organizing spaces in Richmond. I haven't yet. I've been working a lot, and then my car is busted right now, so like, I'm honestly like not really doing much right now, but I feel like I can see myself getting back into that hopefully in the new year. And I don't know, like, trying to stay kind, conscious, and sorry, I feel like somebody's about to come ask me a question. Hold up. Yeah.
Are you gonna go with us to get Thai?
No. Okay. All right. That was my sister. Okay, so yeah. What was I about to say? Just yeah, I feel like I like literally do not even know what I was talking about. Hold up. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Community organizing spaces and trying to, I don't know, cause like you know all that stuff about how like you get older and like you become a capitalist and you know all of your beliefs change, whatever. Which I think it's totally fine for your beliefs to change, but I think that a part of that is because our priorities are different and because those things start to benefit us. And I don't think it's a natural, oh, I'm older and I'm smarter. I think it's one of those things where it's, oh, I'm privileged and I want to hold on to it almost. And I want to push back against that as hard as I possibly can, genuinely, because I feel like it's a very nasty negative cycle, and it comes from an apathy or just like a non-participation in these kind of conversations and spaces. So yeah, hoping to get back into that. And honestly, like my spirit and my soul and my connection to God and the universe and tapping back into that, because I feel like I was very tapped into that at school, because I was outside all the time, and I don't know, it just felt very fun and free, and there weren't so many buildings around, and it was like a direct connection to God or something higher. And now I feel like my connection to God is dimmed, and I'm more so connected to, like, I don't know, eating takeout and looking at lights. I don't know, it's just different. So I'm hoping in the new year I can reconnect with, I don't know, nature and our higher power and that sort of thing. But I'm really excited for the new year. I feel like I'm on an upward trajectory. And if some shit goes down, I feel like I can handle it. Because I've handled so much with such grace for the most part this year. So, yeah. And I feel like I just have so much in me that I think is going to help me kind of move forward. And I'm super excited and I'm super blessed. So, yeah, that is these are my reflections of the year's changing. Hoping everyone is well and safe. Think about it, like, what are you looking toward, you know, in the new year? Like, what was hard this past year? It's been a hard year for a lot of people, and I just think that, I don't know, I just know that's been tough, and having really good people in your life is honestly such a blessing. So that is all. I hope you all stay safe and well and warm and enjoy your breaks. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends, your loved ones. And yeah, I will see you all in the new year.